Thank you, first of all, about President all who put this together. You know, I think about 50 years from now, when people look at the headlines of this week and the past week, and they see no indictments in Ferguson, and they see no indictments in Staten Island, and they see scathing reports of the Ferguson police force, and they see people just beginning to talk about what it's like now to be black in America. And I hope when they say, what did people do 50 years ago, meaning today, they will say that we stood up and we fought.
That's right.
And so when I think about 50 years ago, I'm so happy that people stood up and fought then. And I'm happy that some of the craziness that occurred then doesn't occur now. But there's still craziness going on that we have to continue to talk about. As we walk through this city and we walk through this country, and we still see de facto segregation in the school system, we still see de facto segregation in the housing, we still see de facto segregation of who's employed and not employed. We still see in any measure that you can think of today, it is too hard to be a black person in this country. And that is a fact that we cannot avoid. That is a fact that we have to admit if we have to move forward. So I'm proud that I can walk across this bridge and know that unlike 50 years ago, there won't be batons. But I want to say to the people who are here that we need you next week. We need you next month. Don't participate in the celebrations of the past if you don't want to participate in the fights of today. It is a wrong thing to do. If you're going to celebrate what was done, join us as we try to do it again. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to make this march.
Thank you, brother. Controller Stringer.